3. On the Mount of Ordination. At noon on Saturday, April 22, the 11 apostles assembled by appointment on the hill near Capernaum, and Jesus appeared among them. This meeting occurred on the very mount where the Master had set them apart as his apostles and as ambassadors of the Father's kingdom on earth. And this was the Master's 14th Maranatha manifestation. At this time the 11 apostles knelt in a circle about the Master, and heard him repeat the charges, and saw him reenact the ordination scene, even as when they were first set apart for the special work of the kingdom. And all of this was to them as a memory of their former consecration to the Father's service, except the Master's prayer. When the Master, the Maranatha Jesus, now prayed, it was in tones of majesty and with words of power such as the apostles had never before heard. Their Master now spoke with the rulers of the universes as one who, in his own universe, had had all power and authority committed to his hand. And these 11 men never forgot this experience of the Maranatha rededication to the former pledges of ambassadorship. The Master spent just 1 hour on this mount with his ambassadors, and when he had taken an affectionate farewell of them, he vanished from their sight. And no one saw Jesus for a full week. The apostles really had no idea what to do, not knowing whether the Master had gone to the Father. In this state of uncertainty they tarried at Bethsaida. They were afraid to go fishing, lest he come to visit them, and they miss seeing him. During this entire week Jesus was occupied with the Maranatha creatures on earth, and with the affairs of the Maranatha transition, which he was experiencing on this world.